As schools cut longboat funds, there's something quietly poignant about the arithmetic of Longboat Key and the Sarasota County school system. Each year, island property owners, people who chose this barrier strip of gulf-kissed real estate precisely because it is beautiful, serene, and largely insulated from the concerns of the mainland, write, in aggregate, an enormous check to a school district whose classrooms most of their children will never enter. The number is not trivial. Longboat Key generates roughly $28.7 million annually for Sarasota County Schools, accounting for more than 7.5% of the district's total property tax revenue. In exchange, the Sarasota side of the island sends approximately 33 students to those same schools in any given year. The math resolves to something approaching $870,000 per pupil, a figure that says less about education than it does about the nature of a civilized society, and what we owe one another across the invisible lines of zip code and net worth. For decades, this arrangement has been the unspoken compact of Florida's property tax structure. The wealthy subsidize the public commons, often for institutions they personally bypass. It is imperfect and occasionally irksome, but it has also been, by almost any moral accounting, just. Which makes the news coming out of the Sarasota County School District this spring all the more sobering. A reckoning that has been building for years. Superintendent Terry Connor has announced the elimination of 136 teaching positions, a structural correction forced upon a district caught in a slow-motion financial vice. Enrollment is falling. Health insurance and utility costs are rising. And the federal COVID-19 relief funds that temporarily inflated staffing roles, allowing the district to add positions it could not otherwise afford, have now run dry. Those pandemic-era dollars were always borrowed time. They masked a deeper demographic and political reality that Florida's school districts are only now confronting with full clarity. Birth rates are declining, and the state's school voucher program, once limited to lower-income families, has been dramatically expanded. It is now universal. Any Florida family may use public funds for private school or home education, and a significant number are doing exactly that, quietly draining enrollment from traditional public schools one family at a time. The district, which once served nearly the same student population it expects next fall, 36,699 students in 2016-17 versus a projected 36,648 in 2026-27, finds itself carrying a payroll designed for a different era. At its recent peak, Sarasota County Schools employed 6,437 people. It is now pulling that number back toward something commensurate with its actual student count. We have to be true to staffing at the appropriate levels based on student enrollment because that is where revenue is generated, Connor said, and 85% of our budget is staffing. The cuts include a 6% reduction in school-level staff and a 14% reduction in district administrative positions, the latter coming on top of roughly 20% in administrative cuts already made over the previous 2 years. The teachers who remain and those who won't. For the educators who keep their jobs, the financial pain is more personal than abstract. The district's top-tier PPO health plan, previously covered in full, will now cost teachers $200 per month out of pocket. Supplemental pay for those working in the highest need environments. The Title I schools, the exceptional student education classrooms, is being slashed dramatically. A Title I teacher who earned a $3,000 annual supplement will now receive $1,200. An ESE teacher at a Title I school will see that supplement fall from $6,000 to $1,500. These are not rounding errors for a young teacher carrying student debt in an expensive coastal county. The reductions fall hardest on first and second year educators, those who entered the profession, often idealistically and at some financial sacrifice, during the post-pandemic hiring surge. Among them is Julie Farnsworth, a graphics design teacher at Sarasota High School who works daily with 120 students and has logged 140 hours of continuing education over the past 2 years, hours she needs to complete her teaching certificate. Her position ends June 30th. I've done 140 hours of continuing education in the last 2 years, she said, and now if they don't let me stay for one more year, I don't even get my teaching certificate that I've completed all the courses for. Her students, she says, tell her regularly that she has made a difference. My seniors are like, I wouldn't be here, Ms. Farnsworth, if it wasn't for you. It is exactly the kind of human story that gets lost when school boards speak in the language of full-time equivalents and per-pupil expenditures. What Longboat Key's contribution actually means. For Longboat Key residents who follow these matters, the district's financial troubles present a particular kind of complexity. You are, in a very real sense, major stakeholders in a system you rarely use directly. Your tax dollars pay teacher salaries, fund classroom supplies, support counselors and bus drivers, and cafeteria staff serving tens of thousands of children, most of them on the mainland, most of them from families with far fewer resources than your own. That is not a criticism. It is a description of how public education has always worked, and has always had to work, in a society that believes, or at least says it believes, that a child's opportunities should not be wholly determined by the accident of their parents' bank balance. The question worth sitting with, as Sarasota County enters this period of contraction, is what comes next. Superintendent Connor has expressed confidence that many displaced teachers will find new positions within the district through natural attrition as veteran educators retire. That may well prove true. But the structural forces at work, demographic decline, voucher expansion, the perpetual fragility of public sector funding, are not going away. Longboat Key will keep sending its $28.7 million across the bridge. The schools will keep serving children whose faces most island residents will never see. And somewhere in that transaction, impersonal, automatic, anonymous, is the quiet machinery of a community deciding, year after year, what it values. Right now, the system is under stress. The people feeling it most acutely are not the ones writing the checks.